The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, there comes a point in the Christian journey that simplification has excellent power. There is a concern that we can be removed from the simplicity that is in Christ. We tend to complicate things. How simple? How about a three-step dance right into eternity? Oh, that's good. Next, remember the song, Stay Just a Little Bit Longer? Okay, and then for those who are a little younger than that, there was a band named Kansas who wrote a song, Hold on, baby, hold on. What does this have to do with our faith? Everything, because the Lord makes it clear that hang in there, baby, isn't just a poster. It's the way to walk. And finally, there are C-No's. What's a C-No? That stands for Christian in name only. There are fake Christians. There are some people who claim to be Christians, but who don't follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. Good luck with that. And then there's church attender only Christians. But for the authentic Christian, there is one highly powerful distinctive, the Holy Spirit.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Now you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can call us. What? 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. That's where you get to talk to Terrific T, always terrific. Here's the key. You got to remember, any topic is open for conversation. Why is that? Because it's not professional radio. And in the last 30 minutes, I messed up probably about 15 times. So I feel in my heart that I can honestly say, it's just radio. Now, you might have a thought or a comment. You might have an opinion, or you might have an idea or something you just want to share. Maybe the Lord's working on something in your life. Maybe you have a testimony. Maybe you have a prayer request. Maybe you have an answer to Bible trivia. Here's your first Bible trivia question for this segment. True or false, chapter 17 of John's Gospel contains Jesus' longest prayer that's recorded. True or false? You got a 50-50 here, people. Can't be too bad. True or false? Chapter 17 of John's Gospel contains Jesus' longest prayer that is recorded. If you think you know the answer to that, I would encourage you to call us at 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Which leads us to the website, good place to give, good place to get some good information in general, or just to be encouraged, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, I'll read the trivia question again, and then I'm going to do something I shouldn't do because I am so bad. but I'm going to do it anyway. True or false, chapter 17 of John's Gospel contains Jesus' longest prayer that is recorded. It's true or false question. Can't be that complex. So Samson did a great job. He asked us a bunch of questions in a row, and I thought, you know, I was answering quite a few of them. I think he asked like three or four questions. And so off the top of my head, I was giving him a lot of answers. One answer in particular I wanted to respond to. He was asking about Adam and Eve and then the sisters and so on and so forth. I did remember in the back of my mind that I have a book with me from our very dear friend Josh McDowell. I love Josh McDowell. And he wrote this about the Adam and Eve and the Cain and Abel scenario. And I really love this. And this is great theology, I think. But again, not the mountain to die on. Here's what he wrote. When sin entered the world at the fall, bringing with it disease and death and destruction, the gene pool would gradually become corrupt. At first, no harm would result from marriage of brothers and sisters, and had not sin entered the world, presumably no harm would have ever entered. So the only thing I'm doing is I'm pointing to a guy that's 10 times more apt at theological elements than I will ever be, and him saying, look, before there was sin, it wasn't an issue for brother and sister to get together. Then as sin took place and as it kind of filtered down, it got worse and worse and worse and worse. I just wanted to point out that I'm not the only bizarre person that thinks that. This is from Josh McDowell. Thank you very much. It's just a little self-justification. I know. All right. Do we have somebody ready for the trivia question? Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, you're talking to Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. I'm good. I'm doing good. I got to confess, I'm looking a little bit forward to the weekend. I got to do a little bit of a big push on a paper tonight, but sometime tomorrow I'm going to say, forget it and just have a Twinkie.
Oh, there you go.
That's going to happen. All right, here we go. True or false, chapter 17 of John's Gospel contains Jesus' longest prayer that is recorded.
That would be true.
That is correct! Correctamundo! That is true! That is right. And there's so many fascinating things about that prayer. One of them that I think gets missed automatically, and I would encourage people to check it out, is Jesus says, he talks about the love that he and the Father have together, and that we would understand that their love for us is the same as the love that the Father and the Son has. And I don't think people recognize how powerful that is. It's like the love that exists within the framework of the Trinity is the love that God extends to his creation. That's just like, what? That's a mind blower.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mind blower.
Most definitely.
Yep.
Hey, David, I wanted to make a comment.
Sure, fire away.
Okay. It's biologically impossible for two white people to have African-American children, Asian children, Spanish children, and so on.
What do you mean? You mean that because it can only be 50%, 50%? I guess I'm not following because what are we talking about? Adam and Eve or what are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about Adam and Eve being the only people. I don't believe that. I think that there was other races were also created
gotcha.
At that time.
Gotcha.
And
I got what you're saying.
There was people to go have a wife with when Cain went to Nod.
Yeah,
I
think
anyway.
That there's a lot of people that have that point of view, and it's not a fellowship issue or anything else. It's just the perception is I've heard people say, well, Adam and Eve weren't white or they weren't black or they weren't anything. Actually, the area they were in, they would be more Israeli than anything else. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, exactly, but Israeli people are white people.
Well, yeah, but they're a little more tan.
The mountains and became the Caucasian peoples of the world.
No, they're a little more tan. But what I would go with on that premise is that there was an expansion. Keep in mind, Adam lived 100-plus years. So that's a lot of time. It's a lot of time to be having kids and other kids to be having kids and people to be migrating and people to be moving. I think it just all has to do with our inability to understand how the processes were back in the day, that they're much more they were just entirely different kind of people. I think they were. I mean, if you're living 900 years, you got a lot of strength. I'm at 60 and I'm going, ouch, you know? So, I mean, I don't know how they did that. So, I think that's a big part of the answer, but I appreciate the insight. I mean, that's people hold those opinions and there's nothing evil or bad about that. It's just the point of view you have.
There you go. Thank you so much and y'all have a good day.
All right. God bless you. Talk to you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow, we're just really – this is like question – it's already 2 minutes left? Okay. I'm just going to finish off my Hebrews text that I never finished, and then I'll just push everything back one. Why not? Okay, so one of the things that we talked about in Hebrews that people are like going, what is going on with the thing? We're just having fun. Relax. One of the things I didn't get to talk about in the Hebrews text is this. In the beginning, the Lord established the earth. In the beginning, Lord, you established the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will wear out like clothing, but you will roll them up like a cloak. They will be changed like clothing, but you are the same, and your years will never end. In a very unstable world where there's a lot of contrary winds and very great difficulty, every time you turn on any kind of mass media, it's very comforting to know that God is stable. He doesn't change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. James 1:17, there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. A shadow of turning is 1 degree shadow change. God doesn't change. He's the same. The same God that loved you when you said yes loves you the same right now, many, many years later. That's very comforting, isn't it? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, he reached down.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So. But, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know. So you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Okay, get ready. Now, this is something we've talked about before, so I'm jogging the memory. Do you hear what I'm doing? What am I doing? What are you doing, Dave? I'm jogging the memory. Only one of Jesus's creative miracles occurred in all four Gospels. Only one. I'm not talking about death, burial, and resurrection. Not talking about the birth or anything like that. In his ministry, one of his creative miracles, only one, really, is in all four Gospels. Which miracle is it? Aha! Somebody already calling in. By the way, somebody's already calling in, but when you call in, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483, or even on top of that, you can email David at hemustincrease.org. There is only one miracle, creative miracle, that has taken place in all four Gospels that's recorded. If you think you know the answer to that, then you want to reach out to us, like I said, 972-445-0770, or text in 214-210-8483. The other thing I want to say is that T and I were just talking. It's like a lot of questions. I like questions. I have no problem with that. Now, a lot of people won't like the answers, because you're not going to like every single answer that you ever hear on a Christian talk show. At least I don't. I think the idea behind that is to hear the different answers, to understand where different people are coming from, and that's a big part of our unity push, which we have steadfastly, we're not moving from that. I mean, look, I was just talking to Professor Dr. Ryan about this yesterday. When they start shooting Christians, they're not going to go, are you Baptist? Are you Pentecostal? Are you Lutheran? Are you Church of Christ? They're not going to ask you. They're just going to shoot you. So people running next to each other are not going to sit there and say, are you Baptist? Are you Pentecostal? Are you Church of Christ? Are you Lutheran? I'm just going to say that. So we got to do a little bit better there. So you hear different points of view and you just respond to it. We might open it up at some point where we allow, maybe we do more segments where it's just questions. And we can ask them and answer them, and you'll get the best answer I can at the moment without studying real deep in it. And then you can respond to it and kind of share where you're at. I think that's kind of a cool idea. I like it. So I'm all right with that. Okay. In the meantime, I got something sad for you. I have my jokes. So would you just that's right. Somebody probably thought, something sad. No more of that. Okay. Here you go. Ready? All right, don't forget, which creative miracle was in all four of the Gospels? That's the creative miracle that we're looking for. Ready? Okay. This is pretty good and absolutely true. So you have pretty good, absolutely true. Okay? I have to have my arbiter review these. A Christian father was approached by his small son, who told him proudly, I know what the Bible means. His father smiled and replied, what do you mean you know what the Bible means? The son replied, I know what the Bible means. The father said, fine, what does the Bible mean? That's easy, Dad, the young boy replied. It stands for Basic Information Before Leaving Earth. Bible. Not bad, right? It's kind of cute. There was a very gracious Christian lady who was mailing an old family Bible to her brother in another part of the country. Is there anything breakable in here? asked the postal clerk. Only the Ten Commandments, the lady answered. Okay, not bad, not bad. Only the Ten Commandments. That's all right. All right, I got buzzed. And then this is just true, so you might as well get over it. Somebody has said there's only two kinds of people. There are those who wake up in the morning and say, "Good morning, Lord." And then there's those who wake up in the morning and say, "Good Lord, it's morning."
I'm the second one.
That's so good. That's like the Eeyore thing. Oh, it's my birthday. It's like okie dokie. What's our question? Our question was, which Bible is in all four of the Gospels? That's a really, really good question, because you would think from an importance point of view, God would be trying to communicate something. So I'm going to stand on that and say that. Let me get into the text that I was going to get into. Everybody's smiling. It's Friday. Just relax. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Going to nail this down real fast. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. So the reason that I selected this text is because it's simple. And what happens in Christianity is there becomes complexities. Now, it's fun to talk about what ifs and possibles and so on and so forth. That's a good element. That's a good thing to enjoy. But when you get into the core of our faith, there's not a lot you have to dive into unless you enjoy theology or enjoy deep studies, and then you can do that all you want. But there is this practical or pragmatic approach that Revelation 12:11 gives us that helps us understand how to overcome the enemy. And the enemy has gotten credit in a couple of ways where he shouldn't, and not getting credit where he should. There are people that don't think the enemy even exists, okay? Those people are so fooled, it's amazing. Then there's the other people who think, well, if you ever think there's an enemy, then everything you do, you blame it on the enemy, and you use Flip Wilson, you know, the devil made me do it kind of thing. And that diminishes what the enemy's trying to do, which Jesus, by the way, taught about more about Satan than he did about feeding the poor. So just, you know, get over it. Those are the numbers. You can't change it. The other part is the people that do overemphasize, that actually do that overemphasizing, and they never see anything else. They can only see bad and evil and darkness, and there's a demon behind every rock. And you don't want to be at either extreme. The Bible says, walk not to the right or the left. In fact, it says it 26 times, 24 times is right or left, and then 2 times is left or right. Here's the bottom line. You overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, which means, guess what? It's by Jesus Christ. Okay, I don't even think that's a surprise. I don't think anybody who's a Christian would think, well, that's surprising. No, it's not. That's the whole point. You overcome it because what overcomes the power of sin is the redeeming work established by Jesus Christ through his blood, and Satan's access point in our lives is through sin. So you don't have to sin, so Satan doesn't have access in your life. When you sin, what happened when Adam and Eve sinned? This isn't even brilliant theology. It's simple theology. What happened when Adam and Eve sinned? The authority of the world was turned over to Satan. What happens when you sin now? You're giving access. You're giving a kind of an open door, which is why Jesus said, the enemy is coming. He has nothing in me. But there's many of us that have in openings that where the enemy takes advantage. Well, we overcome that by the blood of the Lamb, period. That's the first point. The second point is the word of their testimony. That does not – I know people are going to get mad at me. That is not Scripture. That's the word of your testimony. What has God done in your life? You know I'm not mocking Scripture. You know I'm not degrading Scripture. What I'm saying is in this text, it says it's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What has God done for you that you know? And that's what you hang on to, because nobody can take that away. You can have different interpretations, different things that take place, but you know when God answered you. You know when the Most High said hello. You know it. And it can't be changed. It can't be washed away in your mind. And so by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and then this third caveat, which is the one that I dislike the most, but it is there and it must be true, and it's something we need to operate in, and I probably should have said that, but I'm just being honest. And it says, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of testimony, and not loving this life here. The now life. If you are content in this world in the sense of you don't want a heavenly, you don't want to be a citizen of heaven, that you're, the city that you're searching for is here in Dallas or here in Fort Worth or here in Irving, or if the city you want to be in is in Las Vegas or Los Angeles or New York City. I don't know why you would even think of those, but if that's your whole premise, you're going to be sorely disappointed, because all of this is, as we said before, temporary, and what we ought to be is citizens of what is coming, which is why you can't love this life, the here and now, when everything is being established for the later. You just can't, it's like an oxymoron. You know what an oxymoron is? That's two opposite things that are put together. So for example, jumbo shrimp. Okay, that's an oxymoron. Okay, jumbo, but shrimp. You see how that works? See? Okay. So the existential Christian, oxymoron, doesn't exist. People are like, no, you can be an existential Christian. Not according to Jesus, you can't. That matters, right? Here's the bottom line. The blood of the Lamb. I have a lot of bottom lines. I've noticed that in my speaking. The blood of the Lamb. The word of their testimony. So what is it that God has done? And not loving this life so much here and now that you don't understand that it's about there and later. That's a big key. All right, we have trivia that I need to answer. I just want to thank God right now for terrific tea, for reminding me about trivia, because I forgot and we had to set that whole thing up. Only one creative miracle took place in all four Gospels. Which miracle is it? It's the feeding of the 5,000. Just think about that. That's the one creative miracle that God decides to communicate to everybody, telling everybody in each Gospel, I can take what little you have and make it go much farther than you believe or think. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, to him be glory throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Here we go. Let me give you an update on Easton Scott. A lot of tough stuff that my daughter and my son-in-law have been going through. I did send an email out. I don't know if, Julie, if you got the email or not. I did. I sent it out to everybody. So he was going through 20 and 30 seizures per episode, and they've got that down to a dramatically less amount. But the sad news is that from a medical point of view, Easton does not appear, as according to the doctors, that he will be able to speak or will be able to care for himself. And so what the result of that is that Julianne and Jared, my son-in-law and my daughter, have recognized that God has put them in a position to be the best parents, to love Easton Scott with all that they can and give him the best life that they can. But while that's going on, they're not going to stop believing that something can change. And the doctors even said, this is territory we don't even know.
Right, because this is a problem that not very many people have had. So
very few.
Everybody is different.
Yeah, and they have like 230 total cases in the world that they have records on, which is like, so they're like, we don't know.
Right.
And it's like, so I just want to read this one thing my daughter wrote. It's a fantastic. She wrote this, you know, it's not easy to sit there and write a Facebook post that tells all the things you've been going through. And so I'm not going to read everything, but I'm going to read the last paragraph because I thought that was really significant. She wrote, scientifically, Easton does not have much of a chance. His best case scenario is he may possibly be able to walk and say 3 to 5 words one day. But God can help him. He's not afraid of impossible odds. And if Easton is healed one day, there will be no question as to where it comes from. It will not be because of therapy, and it will not be because of medication or diet. It will be because of God's undeniable healing power. So in the meantime, we choose to raise a hallelujah and trust in God. Ladies and gentlemen, that is faith. Now, the idea that it's going to be simple and everything's going to be great and they're trying to make pie in the sky, that doesn't exist at all. If you read this, and I think Wonder Julie can attest to it, she tells you this is ugly. This is not a good situation. It's going to change our lives. He's never going to be able to be unattended. It doesn't look good. And, you know, as a parent, you're heartbroken. They have two other children. They don't want to have any loss in their communication with their kids, but they're going to have to give extra attention. They were going to have a fourth child. They're not sure they're going to do that now. So you got a lot of things in play. But what you can't deny is that I won't take credit, but I'll stand in there as a grandparent and as a parent and say, what a fantastic position of faith that my daughter has grown into. She has made the determination that she will do the best that she can as a human being to give this child the best life she can, and she will not quit hoping. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. This show's flying by. I don't know what happened. It's just one of those things where it flies by. So just a shout out to Deborah. Got that message. I think that's funny. There's personal notes that go on all the time. Everybody smile. Here's your next trivia question. Who, after meeting Jesus, said he would give away half of his possessions to the poor? I'd give away half of my possessions. Is this good? That's a good accent. I'd give away half of my possessions. You know, kind of like a Yiddishy, you know. Okay. Who said that in the Bible? I think you guys should know that one. Should be pretty straightforward. Who said after meeting Jesus he'd give away half his possessions to the poor? Call 972-445-0770 if you know. Also, 214-210-8483 to text. And then david@hemustincrease.org, which we should probably do the website again just because we need all the giving we can get. Don't forget, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. So what you guys don't see on the show, I kind of tell you about anyway because I don't really care. So I'll say go to hemustincrease.org, and then I'll kind of roll my hand over to T. And then if she's on the phone, she can't push the button. So then you're not looking, but then I roll my hand again, and then you're not looking, and then I roll my hand again. It's not like she doesn't know, but it's rather funny because it's just how the flow goes, right? I mean, it is kind of funny. All right, do we got somebody on the line who's going to answer? Okay, all right, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, hello, David. This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I am so blessed. I want to report an answered prayer, but I'll answer trivia first.
Okay, you'll have that chance. Here we go. After meeting Jesus, who said, I'll give away half my possessions to the poor? Who said that?
Would that be Zacchaeus?
That is correct!
The wee little man with teeth?
That's right! Do you remember what kind of tree he climbed to see Jesus? Do you remember what kind of tree it was? I'm just asking if you know. Do you remember?
Was it a sycamore?
That is correct again! Wow, you're on fire! All right, now give me the square root of 4,386,235. Oh, wait. Okay, we'll wait on that one. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, share with us your testimony. We want to hear.
Well, the Lord has been so kind. He's done so much for my sister, Cordelia, my twin sister, and myself. But back in April, on April 21st, in fact, I called in and asked for prayer regarding a lawsuit against us, and praise the Lord, it is now over.
Praise the Lord. Yay!
Yes. And can I just share this?
Yes.
I know the show is going fast, but this is how wonderful the Lord is. The Lord just used your show and many other wonderful believers to encourage us. And there are times, you know, we do just lay down our rights, and out of love for the Lord Jesus, we go ahead and give that cloak away and give something else. It's that principle of, you know, just, you know, humility. And we have been so blessed by the Lord in other ways. He has provided for us things on sale, or people will give us, you know, appliances and help us in practical ways. So it's just amazing how gracious our Lord is. And we want to praise Him for everything He's done and for putting you in our life. And we love all the callers, Ace and Al and Deborah and Mary and I, you know, Eric. I can name a bunch of them now. We feel like we're family. So thank you for, you know, being our family. And we love you and bless you.
That's so sweet of you. And, you know, wait till you hear what I do teach on, because just based on exactly what you said, wait till you hear what's coming up right behind you. You'll be like going, well, there, that's not an accident. You'll get that in a second. But let me tell you that you guys have been such a blessing for the show, the both of you. Both you and Cordelia have been just fantastic encouragers, great gift of encouragement. I love your spirit, your attitude. And the Lord takes care of His own. He always has. He always will. He doesn't do it the way we want. And everybody can identify that with Martha and Mary going, well, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. You know, it's like kind of that whole thing. But the idea behind it is that the Lord loves His kids, and we're all brothers and sisters. And you guys, it's a privilege and an honor to have the two of you as sisters for me in the Lord. Just so you can know.
Thank you so much. We feel the same. And tell Julianne happy birthday, and we pray for her and the family.
I will. Exactly. Thanks. I'll do that. Thank you both
Thank
for being such
you.
A blessing.
Have a blessed weekend. I love those words of encouragement.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Great job. Was that just a great testimony? Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So we'll do history in the next one, because I want to do this teaching, because wait till you hear. So she's just sharing those. I just thought that was really good. And sometimes you got to lay it down, right? And you just got to go, okay, God. Okay, you know what? You're big. You got it. Your shoulders are great. We'll just leave it there. And then the title of this DDD is called A Little Longer. And that's really what it is. Sometimes you just need to hold on. After you've done everything you can do, you just, you know, you just like you've prayed, you've fasted, you've brought it before the Lord, you got other people praying, and you just stay there. You're fine. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 4. But you who have remained faithful to your Lord God are alive today. It literally means in the Hebrew, the phrase remained faithful means to have held on. And that's why in the intro, which I didn't do that good a job of singing, but I did bring up, remember that song, stay just a little bit longer. Sometimes you just gotta stay. And Kansas wrote a song called Hold On. Hold on, baby, hold on. And you just gotta hang on, hold on, because that's the key. You gotta hang in there, baby. Ephesians 6:13-14a says, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, verse 14a, stand therefore. Three times it's saying stand, withstand, just stand, stand. And it's like the idea is that sometimes you go through a process, and I've gone through this, where I think to some degree we go through this now even with Easton Scott. You just stand there and you go, okay, I've done all that I can do. I'm going to let this be in your hands. I'm not going to carry it around and let it be a heavy, heavy burden for me wherever I go. I'm going to have to trust you for it. That's when you got Max Lucado, or Lucado, depending on who you're talking to. I guess we should probably ask Max. The bottom line is, when we carry around something, it's like taking trash, putting it in a bag, putting it over our shoulder, and wherever we go, we carry that bag on our back, and it's just a weight, and it smells, and it's disruptive, and we don't have to. You can drop it and let it go. And as difficult, what's funny about that is it's difficult, I think, for people just to stand there. It's super difficult for me not to try and do 5,000 things. And then when I'm exhausted, then go, I can't do anything else. Sometimes the answer is just stand there, just hold on, just let the Lord do what he's going to do in his timing. And the reason that I bring this up, and I'll say this and say it real carefully, I'm going through multiple studies. I do that on a pretty regular basis. But this study on Joseph, this guy who even in one point in the Psalms it says his feet were in shackles, and we don't know how long that lasted. But here's a guy that God placed in a position for a reason that nobody knew, including him, till later on, till years. In fact, if you really study Joseph, when he first had children in Egypt, he's like, oh, I finally found deliverance. Oh, I finally found relief from my past. And ironically, that had nothing to do with it. God was just sending him ahead to protect an entire nation. It's just that only God knew that. And he doesn't tell us what he's doing, because every time that we get the information from God ahead of time, we tend to mess it up. A perfect example is Abraham and Sarah, who knew ahead of time they were going to have a promise of a child, couldn't wait around for God, so they created their own, Ishmael. Nice going, guys. See, so that became its own problem. Here's what I'm trying to say. Just hang on. Just hold on. Just stand there. It might take a while. You might not see what the reason is for weeks, months, years, decades. But God never does anything for nothing. God never does anything for nothing. Everything that God does has purpose, has plan, has an accomplishment. And what a great testimony from Cordelia and from Joanne to say, you know, at some point you just, okay, rock and roll, do your thing. I don't know if they said rock and roll, but you know what I'm saying. Just do your thing. Here we are. And what relief, what praise in their hearts that God has brought it to a close. And now we'll yet get to see how great the testimony will be that God will bring it from it now. Oh, we just wait and see. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Is the David Spoon Experience.
So the situation for the woman turned out to be fine. But remember, he's there with Jairus, and Jairus' daughter is dying. Verse 35, while Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, and said, your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. This is a situation for Jairus that went from worse to the worst. All right, you know how we said it can go from bad to worse? We were talking about that. Well, it can go from bad to worse to the worst. And this is the worst. The guy's daughter died.
Oh, she wasn't just really sick.
She died dead. And they even said to her, "What? There's no point in talking to this guy anymore. This is over. Situation done." And that's how a lot of us process. Situation done. But then Jesus does what Jesus does, because he's so amazing. He overheard what they said to him. They didn't say it to Jesus. They said it to the guy. They said it to Jairus. Right? And they said to him, why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe. So there are three things that you can't miss this. Number one, Jesus is telling the guy whose daughter just died, ignore them. It's like, can you imagine? Okay. The doctor just pronounced her dead. Yeah, ignore that guy. What? He's the doctor. Ignore that guy. That's just like the blind man who are like people are telling him, be quiet, stop it, stop it, and he shouts out all the more. It's at some point you just got to ignore any external noise that hasn't been sanctioned by God and just go, yeah, I'm not paying attention to that.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Got our very last trivia question. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be easier because I'm just in that kind of mood. That's right. You get what I'm in the mood for. What is the Bible reference for the famous verse, "For God so loved the world"? What is the Bible reference? If you're not sure of the address, just think of all the football games you've seen in the past. Think of the guy holding up the sign. That's what you got to remember. If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. So we've had just an absolutely fabulous show, but because of how things ran, we didn't get to do our history, so we're going to do history now. So let's play our history song.
Let's go live big in the past. Let's go live big in the past.
Okay, so remember, if you're going to call in, you need to call the 972-445-0770 number. And if you're going to text in, then you text in the 214-210-8483. All right, let me do the history. Yeah, real quickly. Today is Corn Fritters Day. Yep, yeah, got to like that. You got to like that, right? If you don't like that, there's something wrong, right?
Makes me miss Chicken Express.
Is that what that is? That's where you get that?
Well, they like corn nuggets, but close enough.
Okay, that's good. You know what? The other day, Noelle made, she went to the store, and I don't know what she did, but she bought sweet corn, the ears, and then she put, oh my, and then she put the, let's just say that the four ears of corn are now a regular part of the body. It's also Guinea Pig Appreciation Day, which I never understood having a guinea pig. I'd never had one, so I don't understand it. I don't have anything against it. I just don't get it. I just, you know, I mean, what does it do? Have you ever?
It's just cute.
Okay. Aren't stuffed animals cute, though? I mean,
but they're cuter.
Okay. Fair enough. National Stress Awareness Day. Don't have so much stress. Relax. Take a deep breath. Guess what? Read the end of the book. God wins. Okay. That'll make that easy. Okay, I'll tell you this one. 1862, this was a doomsday day predicted I don't know who predicted it. They said that in 1862, oh, I'm sorry, they predicted it for our future. I apologize. They predicted in the year 2126, so that's going to be 105 years from now, there is a 1 in 10,000 chance that a large boulder will collide with the Earth. Now, what's funny about that, I just want to say, is they made this prediction in 1862, okay? So 150 years ago, they made a prediction about 105 years from now. So I'm going to do that because why not? It's on recording. Why not? If we're all still around 215 years from now, something weird will fall from the sky. There you go. See, I can do it too. I'll just write a book on
I
it.
I want to do it.
Go ahead. You just
by 2022, I will be a millionaire.
There it is. Now you actually have to do that. But when you do that, don't forget we're a nonprofit organization. Okay. See how Jewish Christians are? Don't forget. Okay. All right. Is somebody ready to answer the question? I should probably let them. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. This is Sergio.
Hey, Sergio. How are you? All right. I'm assuming you're going to call and answer the trivia question on what is the address for the well-known For God So Loved the World?
John 3:16.
That is correct, Amundo! That's very good, Sergio. Very good. How you doing, by the way? How are things going?
Good. Thank you so much for asking. I just wanted to just chime in along with the... I didn't catch your name the last segment. You're such a great blessing, David, for what you do and for what you bring out to the community and just to everyone who listens. It's a miracle that I discovered you, and I just look forward to your show every day, and I really mean that.
That is so nice of you to say, and I mean it's just really just a blessing to hear. We're definitely not doing it for the money. I don't mean that really. I'm just saying we do it because it's passionately fun. It's passionately wonderful to engage with brothers and sisters, and I love that we all kind of support each other and strengthen each other. But if I need prayer, I can come to you guys, and I can say, I need this. This is what's going on. Help out. I need you to pray for me, so on and so forth. So I really appreciate that, Sergio. It's a really superbly nice thing to say, and it's a real blessing to hear.
Thank you, likewise. And I can assure you, you're now in my prayer.
That's good. I'm going to need it over this next year. I can promise you. I can promise you. You'll be hearing me. Dave, why are you hitting your head against the microphone? I can already tell you what that's going to be about. it's called the doctorate finish. That's what it's called.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it'll
be out of fun. Have a great weekend, and blessings to you and all your family and your staff.
All right. Thank you. God bless, brother.
Thank you. Likewise. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. But this is fun. They're just great people, right? It's just so much fun. All right. Here, I want to just do this one thing. It's really cool. It doesn't take a lot, so it'll be easy for people. You don't have to, like, take notes. like you ever take notes anyway. What makes us different? What makes us different? Like, what makes us different than, like, other people and so on and so forth? Let me just do this. This is and I'm going to drop a theological term. Some people are not going to like it, but it's very fascinating. Exodus 33:15-16. If your presence does not go, Moses responded to God, don't make us go up from here. How will it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight unless you go with us? I and your people will be distinguished by this from all other people on the face of the earth. You know what makes you different? God goes with you. You think, what? God goes with us. Remember what Jesus, one of his names is in the beginning of his birthing time? Emmanuel, God with us. Remember what Matthew chapter 28 says at the end of the gospel? I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. Matthew 1, Matthew 28, the beginning and the end of the gospel, both teach us that God is with us. We are distinguished from all other people because God is with us. Now, we do have somebody calling in. We'll see if that's the answer. But just think about that. Think about that principle. Now, I love what Moses does, and I'm going to say something. It's not controversial, but it's never something I'm going to teach. I can just tell you. But this is what they call conditional obedience. Moses goes, if you're not going to go with us, we're not going. It's a great way to say it, you know what I'm saying? And he says it with the right spirit, but he's basically saying, if you're not going, we're not going. Okay. So, I mean, just think about how implied that is. It's like, Lord, everywhere we go and everything you do, that you're with us is what makes the difference. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are God's chosen and special people. You are a group of royal priests. Yes, you do have a priesthood. And a holy nation. God has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now you must tell all the wonderful things he's done. This is what's so awesome about God. You are chosen. You are special. This isn't to float your boat. This isn't to make you feel better. This isn't to puff you up. God chose you.
That is awesome. There's nothing wrong with walking around going, wow, I was chosen by, wow. That should put a special to, instead of us ever feeling like we're worthless, we should really recognize the value we have. You know what your value is? It's not $1 million or $10 million or $1 billion or gold or silver. How much is the blood of Jesus Christ worth? Because that's what God paid for you. Now how much are you worth? Well, that's a completely different, that's right, it's a completely different element. And so I love that Moses does this. So he goes, okay, well, this is what's going to distinguish us wherever we go, that you're with us. And if you're not going with us, we're not going. Now, I'm sure he said it differently because, well, maybe. But the idea behind that is that where we go, the Lord is with us, and that's what makes the difference. And when you face something or encounter something, it's not that God's on Pluto sending you good vibes. He's with you. He's a part of your process. Again, why would he know the hairs on your head? Why would he know the number if he doesn't care about the intimate details? Of course he cares. You can always tell who does or doesn't get God when somebody goes, well, he's too busy. He doesn't pay attention to everything. Okay, see, this omniscience means knowing everything. Okay, omniscience, omnipotent means all powerful. Okay, you can always tell though who those people are. Listen, you're special. There's nothing wrong with being special. You have an obligation because of that choosing. You have an obligation because you're special in the Lord. You have an obligation because you're part of a royal priesthood and part of a holy nation and part of a blessed family. You have an obligation to the family and to the head of that family. You have that obligation. It's your requirement. That's part of honor. That's part of loyalty. But you're still in the family. And that's a blessing. People are like, I wish I was born a Rockefeller. I wish I was born into this family or this family. Are you kidding? Your dad is the wealthiest wealth owner ever. And he provides for you. I think the lack is the faith, not what's available. That's kind of my take on it. All right, excellent show. You all did great. I love it. Thank you all so much for the compliments. I really do appreciate it. I love you guys. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 72.5-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Who knows what a broken heart will be?
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.